Hi, I'm Anka Todorick, cookbook author, recipe developer, and mom of five, including two teens. Cooking with teens isn't just about whipping up meals. It's about creating a space for family connection in the kitchen. Join me as we explore the joys and challenges of cooking with teenagers, helping you navigate those tricky adolescent years. Whether you're looking for recipe ideas or just ways to connect with your growing kids, this show has something for you. The real recipe is quality time together. Now let's get cooking. Welcome back to Cooking with Teens. This is episode 4. Today's episode is going to be all about how getting your teen in the kitchen can truly instill a sense of responsibility and gratitude instead of the usual way we try to approach it by talking about responsibility to our teen and about what we expect instead of putting something into practice. I'm so passionate about the benefits of getting your teen in the kitchen and cooking. I'm going to try to keep it short and talk about the tremendous value that comes out of it for instilling responsibility and a sense of gratitude without trying to lecture them or convince them. Cooking has a way of instilling it without you trying. The really amazing thing about cooking is that it's truly not just about the food, which we need every day, and the nourishment and that dinner, but it's such an amazing way to cultivate responsibility. Not to mention that kitchen duties are more than just chores. I think we just look at them as chores to give our children, but they're lessons in perseverance and character building for our teens. The pivotal role of cooking in teaching responsibility while also enhancing family unity, I have yet to find anything else that drives this home and has given me better results than the sheer act of cooking and being in the kitchen.
The benefits are often overlooked,
mostly because as moms, we say we want help, we say we want the kids responsible, that we carry so much of the load, and then when they offer to help, it's more of a nuisance. And I get it because I've done it, where you know it's going to take you longer. Those dishes aren't going to be stacked the way you want in the dishwasher. The clothes will not be folded the way you like. Dinner is not going to be cooked, usually, as good as you would have it. The mess, the amount of dishes, the reasons for not wanting help is valid in many ways, makes it harder for you. But if the end result is for our children to have these skills and to eventually move out, it's not even about moving out. It's also about being responsible and being part of a family, and everyone has a part to play. I think it's absolutely imperative for moms to be able to delegate and then step back and not criticize when there are tasks that we want our teens to do. There's even like a Reddit on this where I think the question was, why is it when my mom complains, no one is ever helping around the house? And then when I offer to help, she says, no, I got it. It's fine. Every mom has done this. There's memes on it. I mean, there are TikToks on it. It's all around because I think it's universal. It doesn't matter from what culture you're from, but there is this resentment that builds up in moms and yet this kind of control, wanting to give it up. And I'm here to advocate for the opposite because there is such a light at the end of the tunnel. Not only do you stop resenting your children, but your children actually start to appreciate you more because now they're doing the things you're doing and realizing that they take time and effort. And one of the best ways for this, in my opinion, is in the kitchen. And yes, you don't have to start delegating everything at once. In episode 2, I gave 5 simple steps to get them involved, and it's about doing one day a week to get them to cook. But over here, I'm going to give a little bit of a more broad view, is that when teens participate in cooking, they're not just tossing salads or stirring pasta. They're learning to plan what they want to eat, which in turn means they have to figure out what ingredients are needed. They need to manage the time it takes to prepare a meal. I mean, this really isn't just about making food. It's about taking responsibility. And by giving them a role in meal preparation, we're teaching them accountability. It's about showing up. It's about doing your part. And in the end, it's about enjoying the results of your work. And isn't that pretty much a metaphor for life? And in the kitchen, even if they're not cooking the meal, you can do baby steps. Okay, so you're not up for the teen taking over the entire meal, which is where I want you to get to. But they can be involved in the meal planning or they can be involved in cleaning up. In our house, we have a rule, whoever is not cooking is cleaning up, or they're helping prep, maybe not the cooking, but like chopping up the ingredients. We divvy it up based on that. But when teens are involved in these tasks, they learn the valuable skills, time management, accountability. I don't know what it is about human nature, but for some reason, it's not easy to fully appreciate. And it's not even because you don't want to, but it's mostly because of ignorance, because sometimes we don't understand the steps that go into, if you're not the one cooking, you know, you see someone cooking and then the meal just appears on the table, but you're not thinking about the meal planning, the grocery shopping, the prep, the cooking itself, finding the recipe, all of those components. It just shows up. You never appreciate something fully until you're the one, right? Like before I had kids, you don't really appreciate, truly appreciate your mom until you have your own kids. And then you look back and say, I don't even know how she handled it. And that goes for cooking. I mean, that goes for anything. We don't appreciate things until we've experienced it to some degree. And if your teen has attitude or is not really eating or complaining about the food, one way to help with that is having them cook the dinner, because not only will they realize how much work is involved, but they're most likely to actually eat it because they're the ones who cooked it. That was one of the things I've realized, was involving my kids as early as possible, helping me in the kitchen and being around vegetables a lot. They were, at the very least, more exposed, and vegetables were just around, so they're more prone to just trying them because they were involved in the steps. And if I had them also choose the vegetables, like at the farmer's market, they were way more likely to try it than me just saying, here's a bell pepper, versus them choosing that bell pepper at the farmer's market or at the supermarket, because human nature and ego, they chose it. All of a sudden, now it's good. But if I chose it, it's not so good. It's being forced on me. So part of that is when your teen understands how much time is involved in meal planning for the week. You don't have to do all the things at once. Even just meal planning with your teen, or having them choose the recipes, figuring out the time, then figuring out, okay, here are the recipes. Now I have to look through the fridge and see what ingredients I have. And now we have to make a shopping list. And then we need to go to the store, maybe the farmer's market and another grocery store, because we have to see what's on sale, because grocery prices are ridiculous right now. You can involve them in various steps, or mention, here are all the steps, which one would you like to do? And as the parent, it doesn't really have to be optional. Again, these are the things I expect you to do. And they might go about it in a very teenager way. And that's okay, because it's our job to parent them. And part of parenting them is making them do things they don't want to do, like washing dishes. My 14-year-old does dishes because he cooks less than his brother. And it's like pulling teeth sometimes, but he still knows he has to do it. And being responsible for the ingredients, knowing that if, you know, they don't go grocery shopping, that meal isn't going to be done. Maybe they can go after school. If they drive, we're in New York City, they take the subway everywhere, but I've had them stop at Whole Foods or Trader Joe's and pick up some ingredients on their way home if we're missing something. But even that effort, knowing that they have to go to the store, wait in line, you know, lug it home, I've seen the gratitude in that. Or if they've asked me to pick something up from the grocery store, there's a little bit more gratitude there. Not all the time, but it's there, where it's like, Mom, thanks so much for picking this up because I went out of my way. Because they also know what it's like to grocery shop on the days that you're having them chop. And even if they're learning, the kitchen is a great way. They've never cooked before. Well, guess what that's going to teach them? It's going to teach them perseverance and grit, because proper chopping skills don't happen overnight. And recipes don't turn out. And then you have to show up and do it all over again every week, every month, every year. That consistency of showing up, that people depend on you and that you're responsible, you're part of this team, this unit, this family, is truly so important. And then to piggyback off of that, the whole point of this podcast, which is connecting with your teen, now that they're responsible and they see that they have a place in this family, that they're not just headed to their room, headed to school. You are their Uber driver and their chef and buying them whatever they need all the time. Now that they have this place, you expect them to fulfill certain things, certain roles, because they are part of a family. Just the beautiful thing that comes out of that is this family bonding. and there's moving parts, but you function as one, and everyone has different responsibilities and they look different at different times. And so now, not that it happens all the time, but there are times when one of my boys cooks something and the other brother, because he also cooks, is way more likely to say thanks for dinner than before, because now they need to be grateful to their sibling. It's just another way to give us opportunities to show appreciation for one another. Because as a mom, there's nothing worse than going about your day doing all these tasks and no one seeing it, no one appreciating it. But it is so life-giving when someone sees it, calls it out, and appreciates it. And it goes vice versa. So when my boys are cooking or they're chopping or whatever they're doing, they're going to the grocery store, I'm also grateful and I acknowledge that. And I tell them, thank you so much for picking this up. Thank you for dishes, or thank you for dinner. And there's this mutual respect and mutual appreciation. And there are times where we stumble and we're grouchy and it doesn't work. Point is that we have more opportunities to try again and again. Could distribute it where, you know, one person's usually in charge of grocery shopping or one person does more of the cleaning. But the whole point is that all those components foster the sense of unity and camaraderie within the family. And that is such a cool thing to see. Like, as I'm looking at it, it's not like I started cooking and doing all these things with my boys because of this. It's once I did it, as I'm sitting back and just looking around and saying, look at all the benefits that I didn't even think were there solely because of cooking. Without much effort, they just opened up before my eyes. I mean, you could think about it, not for every meal. For the days that you're committed to eating dinner as a family, or the meals that you share as a family, it's kind of like every meal becomes a mission. The family rallies to support each other. Everyone matters. Even if you have younger children, right? They could be the ones setting the table, or bringing the dirty dishes to the sink. If you have younger kids, I mean, that's what I try to do as well with my three-year-old, that everyone's involved, everyone matters, and tasks are delegated by age. Because this whole cooking thing is not for individuals in a family. It's a team sport. It's not just a mom. It's not just a dad. It's not just one person. It's about everyone in the family coming together, sharing tasks, and supporting one another. And when everyone takes part, the meal becomes more than just food. It truly becomes a symbol of cooperation and shared effort and unity. And that is as close to harmony as we will get in families with siblings and different age groups and busy schedules. This is what will help you achieve that. And I wanted to touch on one other thing when it came to appreciation. For even a broader view, the more teens are involved, the grocery shopping, there's a farmer's market near you. I highly recommend also going. Seeing farmers who actually grow the food, I think, also instills this greater connection, because this practice of gratitude can extend way beyond the kitchen. It can nurture appreciation for the labor of others in so many different ways. I highly recommend, if there's a farmer's market near you, to make that a habit as often as you can, whether that's weekly or twice a month. But it's a little different seeing the farmer, seeing those who grew your food, that there's not just shopping for the ingredients, but someone took the time to grow the food, and that's how it could be brought to your table. And then someone else prepares it. I just think it just adds that layer of appreciation. And then I think it's a beautiful way to nurture that lifelong appreciation for the labor of others. And especially in our day, without getting preachy, and it's not like I don't eat processed food or fast food for that matter, but overall, in our fast-paced world, it's so easy to take food for granted because it just appears, and we're more and more disconnected from the source of it. So if I could just end with this, it would be my heartfelt encouragement that if your teens are not involved in kitchen chores, whether that's cooking or the cleanup, the prep, the meal planning, the grocery shopping, that this would be a conversation you would have this week. And it could be where you list out the things, what they would like, or you could say, here's what I would like you to take ownership of this twice a week. Or I'm going to be expecting that when you're not helping prep and cook or grocery shop, that you'll be doing dishes. And if this is not something you've instilled, there will definitely be pushback and things will probably get worse before they get better. But think with the end in mind And at the very least, even if they're grouchy the entire way, you're still instilling not just values, but life skills for when they move out, because now they know how to load a dishwasher. They know how to grocery shop. They know how to plan meals. And maybe they'll even be able to cook a few really good meals. The last piece of advice I have, and please hear me, is do not be overly critical of things not being done exactly the way you want them, whether that's dishes or the chopping, whatever the responsibility and chores that you're giving your teen, let them be messy along the way. Or like if they're using 10 bowls, yes, try to use less, but just don't micromanage. Do not helicopter parent this. Give them a responsibility and let them get to a point where they're more confident in it, because they're going to start off not being great and making way more of a mess and things are going to take way longer. But that's our job. It's our job to teach them these things. It's our job to instill these values in them. But I know you can do this, and I definitely know your teen can do this, even if they pretend they don't know how a dishwasher works, because mine has done that. Or it's like, no, the dishwasher's broken, or I just don't know how to pile him in that way. He's tried everything to try to get out of it. We keep keeping on. I also have a guide, like a quick little guide, and it's 21 tips to get your teen cooking in the kitchen. And it's totally free. You can download that off my website at thebuttertable.com. It's right on the homepage, so you don't have to go anywhere else. A few more ideas to get the ball rolling, to possibly inspire you, because all families are different. You know yours. I don't know yours. You could email me and tell me about yours, and we could brainstorm together about certain tasks based on your teen's personality and what the end goals are. But overall, you'll figure out what works for your family. But I promise you that you will not regret it in the end. The only regret you'll have is that you didn't start sooner, but that's mom 101. Don't we all regret something we didn't do with our kids sooner? But that's part of life. The point is that you're listening to this podcast now, and you are going to be implementing these things, and you will see a change in your teenager's attitude. It will come. I hope this was helpful, and I hope it provides you with even more reasons to get your teen in the kitchen, because they can do a lot more than you think. They certainly can do a lot more than I thought, and I'm just so excited to keep sharing all these insights. All right, that's it for today, and I'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much for tuning into Cooking with Teens. Make sure to follow the show to catch all the new episodes. I'm also at The Butter Table on Instagram if you want to share your own teen cooking adventures, the good, the burned, and the inedible. Until next time, keep cooking up those conversations.